Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
There are people who study the anatomy and evolutionary history of kissing. Just kissing. That's what they do. They're called philematologists.
What now? I'd like to be a philematologist.
Philematologist.
All right.
And so far, the philematologists, the kissing scientists, have not conclusively figured out why we kiss, why we do that, where it originated. But they do have some theories.
Okay.
You want to see which theory you believe?
Can't we just go with it feels good?
Well, that's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just
feels good. And that's why we do it. There's tons of nerve endings in the lips and the tongue, and it just feels good. But only 90% of human beings kiss. There are cultures that do not kiss. So if it was like a natural instinct to do so, then we'd all do it. So is it, you know, nature or nurture?
Hmm.
One theory is that it's a learned behavior dating back to the days of early human existence. Back then, mothers may have chewed food and passed it from their mouths into the toothless infants. And so after the babies cut their teeth...
Come on, Candace, there's the opportunity. Let's hear it.
The toothless... No.
What? The toothless infant?
I want to talk about kissing, and
sorry,
now it's
got to
be about farting
sorry.
Again?
Speak
no,
to me,
play
old toothless
it.
One.
Speak
she
to
can't.
Me, old toothless
She's
one.
She's got it. Good.
You said, way to go, Candace. You can stay.
Brings
who needs
a whole
producer
new meaning
Polly?
To kiss my, you know?
Right.
That's why moms still continue to press their lips against their toddler's cheeks to comfort them, because it's that same action of that kind of thing that where we would feed each other.
Right.
Lots of animals rub noses with each other as a gesture of affection.
Mm-hmm.
And others pucker up just like humans. I don't know how to say this kind of monkey. Bonobos make up tons of excuses to swap spit. They do it after fights to comfort each other and to develop social bonds, and sometimes for no reason at all. But the most widely accepted theory of why we kiss, why human beings kiss, is that because it helps us sniff out a quality mate. Here come those pheromones again.
Really?
We're exchanging biological information about whether two people will make strong offspring. Women subconsciously prefer the scent of men whose genes have certain immune system proteins and that are different than their own. It's so fascinating. Isn't this fascinating?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philematologist.
All right.
What's your job? I just trying to find out why we put our tongues in each other's mouths.
I got a job for the boss, too. He can kiss my...
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.